Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be hopefully prepared for today's trading opportunities. So we've got some challenging market conditions with some very important news out this week, which has the real potential to be a complete game changer for this quite strange narrative that we're currently experiencing. So what we want things to do is like you want the clouds to part, you want a bit of clarity, you want a bit of knowledge and understanding about what's moving in what direction and for what reasons, and then be able to trade off the back of it. Like we said many times, buying all-time highs in the US equities is something that we're not that comfortable doing. We want to try and get in on a pullback if we get a corrective move. Every corrective move over the last month or two has been so shallow, it doesn't really give you that pullback, a bit of indecision or a bit of a doji candlestick, and then you get that sort of momentum pushing things higher. So you just get a little bit of selling, the markets go sideways for a little while, and then we just make those new highs. So difficult market condition to actively trade unless you're a trader that wants to buy all-time highs. Historically, we don't really like to do it. We like to get a little bit more value in those trades, although buying that high in the last few months would have been actually a really decent strategy, believe it or not, because it didn't really sell off very much at any point. That's the key element to it. Okay, so we do have some major market moving news. We want to highlight those news events. It's likely to be a bit of a game changer for these markets, and we're looking for the next narrative to feed through and maybe look to sort of capitalize on some trades accordingly. Okay, so please see a risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So that's your trade selection. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome? And trading psychology, all very important features that would be ordinarily a part of your overall trading strategy. It's not just about your ability to technically sort of navigate in and out. There's a little bit more to the overall process, of course, and we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent. It's an important feature of our trading strategy since day one. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. So let's share these news events, these upcoming very important news events. So broadly, the first sort of major area is US job numbers. And there's a variety of different angles to that. We had the governor of the BOJ speak just a little while ago. So there's a little bit of news impacting these markets from China. Their targets are for 5% growth, which is phenomenal for most economies, but the markets are kind of looking at it a little bit with a little bit of weakness. So today is relatively calm, relatively quiet, but tomorrow is when everything gets really quite interesting. So we mentioned job numbers. We're starting with ADP. It's the prelude. This is your private sector job numbers. It's the prelude to non-farm payroll on Friday. So we get ADP on Wednesday. We get JOLT job opening numbers on Wednesday also. So two major news events regarding the jobs market. And we said that that is a very, very important indicator to determine, you know, are we beginning to see a bit of weakness creep through the jobs market? That's the question we want answered. Then, of course, we're going to be hearing from the ECB on Thursday. So very much expected to keep rates at 4.5. But there is this dovish angle to Europe. Inflation is coming down a little bit more in line with expectations, which means they can start naturally lowering potentially the interest rate from 4.5. Unemployment claims is the next round of job numbers. So we'll see, is that continuing to rise? So we'll see what's happening to private sector job numbers. We'll see how many jobs are available, and then we'll see how many people are filing unemployment claims. We'll be hearing from Jerome Powell. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde on Thursday afternoon, And I'm going to come back to Jerome Powell's testimony in a second. And then on Friday, we've got ADP numbers, and we're expecting quite a strong job number, but nowhere near, as you can see, the previous month, which was a bit of an outlier. So we'll have to wait and see. We're not seeing any movement in the unemployment rate, and we're seeing a bit of, I suppose, disinflation on the average hourly earnings. So this is the backdrop. Now, there's one other major market moving event, which the markets more broadly would be, and we've got the BOC in there as well if you're trading the Canadian dollar. And there's quite a few other little sort of individual news events. And it's this, which is tomorrow, and then he'll be back again on Thursday. And he's going to really be grilled by politicians in terms of his outlook, the decisions that he's made, he'll have to justify. And the markets are watching very, very carefully to see what his current position is regarding rate cuts. Is he still as dovish as he was in December and in January? Or has the data changed slightly, which it has a little bit? It's coming a little bit more above expectation, the inflation numbers. So does that change the picture? Does that, you know, if you've been tracking interest rate cuts, we started out in January with 6, then it sort of miraculously was turned down to 3. And the date in which we first move is likely to be in the summer, more likely June now. Initially, it was March, and then it was May, and now it looks like it's June. So, and these equity prices and these equity rallies are really making the assumption that the Fed will be cutting rates this year. And they're very likely to do so. But what the Fed need to do is to get that inflation number down, because it's still, you know, we're still over 50% above where the target is, which is relatively significant. And is 5.5% enough to get that rate naturally down to 2%? I think there's a question mark there. I'm not sure the markets are pricing that concern in just yet, which is likely to present a phenomenal opportunity, certainly if Jerome Powell decides to be a little bit more hawkish by saying, okay, well, we keep rates up where they are for now. So really, really important week this week. We had, as you can see, last week we had a lot of softening data. Not every single, but the vast majority of the data points from last week were looking softer than expected. So is that the beginning of a bit of further weakness coming through, or is that, you know, just a little bit of a blip? We shall find out. And it's going to get really quite interesting at the minute for this week. And hopefully that will present us with some fantastic trading opportunities. Just to show you where bond yields are, take the 10-year. We're seeing a bit of softening. We've still got inverted bond yields to the tune of around 40 basis points differential between the 10-year and the 2-year. So we've still got those near-term concerns. These are kind of projected risk levels and projected interest rates over various different periods of time. So over the 2-year, it's expected to be more concerning, higher rates than kind of over the longer term. And as long as we're in this inverted market bond yield dynamic, it does suggest that a recession is likely to come down the line. This will be the first time where that hasn't been the case, but we're continuing to be told that this time it is actually different to normal other conditions. We'll have to wait and see if that's the case. Okay, so looking at these markets, we've got a couple of interesting moves. So yesterday we rallied to the upside in markets like the indice markets. They've kind of rolled over as we closed out last night, and they're looking a little bit weaker at this point. Now, we've had further continuation in gold. So there's a bit of I suppose the only word that we can really use is a kind of a disconnect, where you've got a clearly defined risk on market condition. But if you look at gold, there is, I suppose, this flight to safety that's there. So you've got capital coming into risk on and risk off. That's the only sort of fundamental reason, really, for this very significant upside move. Because when we look at the risk off trade, we're still in the euro dollar, and we're still in the Aussie dollar as well to the downside. So the Aussie dollar is performing a little bit better than the euro dollar, and we expect, hopefully, the dollar to continue to strengthen across the board. A bit of dollar strength today, it seems. And again, we're retracing yesterday's moves in the pound. It's kind of horrible price action, isn't it, for the dollar yen. The dollar looks, again, you can put little boxes around the dollar yen, the dollar Swiss. The dollar CAD looks like it's reluctant, but pretty close to sort of breaking those highs. And our bias is very much to the downside for the Aussie dollar, and eventually downside for the Aussie and the New Zealand dollar. So yesterday finished relatively positive in the end for the dollar, and we can probably have an expectation for that to continue. However, the opportunity, the tradable opportunity, is quite poor at the minute. And it's because we've had, you know, a few weeks of this sort of erratic kind of up and down volatility. Again, it's really a distinct lack of narrative driving sentiment. You know, traders are caught between, you know, that buy trade and sell trade. And one thing that's important to do prior to any trade is to determine who's really in control of markets and who's in control of this market. So, for example, the dollar yen, you know, we're in a sideways moving pattern. So we like the breakout above the highs, or we like the confirmed rollover to the downside below these lows in here. And that determines, right, well, now we're going through a phase where sellers are now in control of this market. And with some of these markets, it's a little bit more challenging to be able to say with any real confidence. A nice little technical move here in the end for the Aussie dollar, our expectations for further downside. So we'll see if we can. So we're beginning to see that risk off trade begin to filter through. And we see that in the equities. So looking across the equity markets, a bit of weakness. It's very shallow, like we've had on many, many other occasions. So now we've entered the European session. We're up at elevated levels. Yesterday, we technically made new all-time highs. So we're very close to, that's on the monthly. So we have this potential sort of weakness for these equity markets, and could indeed all of these markets panic just a little bit. It's going to probably largely depend on Jerome Powell, actually, and his sort of opinion of these markets. So looking at the yen in a little bit more detail, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, sort of 10 days where we're up at these elevated levels. Can we break higher, I suppose, is the question. Pound yen, as you can see. We're in this type of mixed market dynamic. We had a bit of a rejection yesterday of crude oil. We were talking a lot about whether this market could get up to the $80 level and stay above it. And the answer is not really. We started to sell off. We still have shale producers in the US producing records levels of oil over there, and that's kind of keeping that supply cut from OPEC under a little bit more control, with slightly weaker demand feeding through as well. It just seems to be constantly pushing this, or preventing this market from moving any higher. So it's the gold trade that's the real interesting. It's a bit of an outlier, isn't it? It's a bit of a very impressive 2-day move on a pullback from a low to, you know, very significant highs. So it's very volatile, it's very erratic, and it's a good example of this risk on and risk off dynamic all playing out at the same time. So the question is, what is our trade plan for the day? Yesterday, we were talking about whether we'd get further upside in the equity markets. In fact, that started to weaken. We do have mild risk-off market conditions. The question is, are we going to get follow-through or not? So what we'll do is we'll have a look at. So we did get that buy, that very significant buy above the 2008 from yesterday. Now, annoyingly, we're not really a part of it. But I guess there's no major reason why we wouldn't be getting above that level, the 2120. We have a problem, of course, just buying up at these levels now. 2120. There's a lot of resistance up at these higher levels. Okay, so we can have a little bit more of a risk-off view of these market. All right, so it's kind of risk-off in nature. We want to see if there's some continuation, and we know that the news event for this week is going to be really quite significantly disruptive for these markets. So, Colin, completely agree. It's the size of the move that's been breathtaking, because we've had very little sort of progress in gold for a little while. We've just been sort of grinding. It has been grinding higher, admittedly. And then last two trading days, we just sort of, it's just taken off, isn't it? And getting to the bottom of that sort of momentum move is is quite difficult. So it does feed into the risk-off trade. It seems to be the first market to actually make that move. We had 2 days of really, really strong buying in gold. Yeah, it's like more of a traditional flight to safety trade, which we haven't seen since COVID, really. It's that sort of panic about fear and anxiety in the global economy, and that feeding through markets like your safe havens like gold. So we'll see if that has a similar impact on the US dollar. Now, the US dollar strength might begin to offset the price action in gold, so we just want to be careful of that. And then US indice, let's confine this to the US indices more broadly. Oh, if I can click on the right button. Okay. US indices weakness. With Jerome Powell this week, it's going to be a fascinating trading week. So if he comes out with a kind of a hawkish stance, expect strong selling across the equity markets. If he comes out with a dovish sort of saying, yeah, no, we're still on track, we've had a bit of a bump, but we see through it, and we're still, you know, we're still looking to start cutting rates as soon as possible, then expect further upside for the equity markets. And then at least we've got a bit of a narrative to try and trade, a narrative that we're comfortable with. So let's see how we get on. We've got a bit of work to do this morning in our European live trade room, so we'll break this down in a lot more detail. So our summary for the day: mild risk off market conditions as of late last night and during the Asian session so far. There's a bit of weakness across the board. So we're looking for dollar strength. We're looking for US indice weakness. And we're looking to see if gold is going to continue its progress above 2120. So that's what we'll do. In terms of market narrative, it's been all over the place, you could argue, in the last couple of weeks, largely driven by positive economic data in terms of this AI sort of narrative. Oops, let's post that into the chat box there. And what sort of value do you put on that with those 7 or 8 large cap companies, which seems to be carrying the whole index with it? Companies outside of that not performing particularly well, but seems to be getting a little bit better. So all eyes really will start to shift to Jerome Powell, to job numbers in the US. And if we start seeing weakness there, expect some significant market moves. And hopefully we'll be able to put together a bit of a narrative that we can try to exploit and then trade it technically, of course. So on that note, we'll discuss this in a little bit more detail pretty shortly. Thanks very much for joining us as always. If you do have any questions, feel free to post them, or if you join us in our European live trade room, we'll answer any questions you have there. So if you're also interested in learning how to trade and you want to access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, it starts from just $59 per calendar month. Just go to thelivetrader.com and feel free to connect with us through our website. Great stuff. Okay, on that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We'll switch rooms. We'll see you on the inside in just a few seconds. Take care, guys. Bye for now.